Aleishu chalek beis tav kuf hey at the bottom. Paragraph Dalad nis ba'erlenu heitev baruch Hashem inyan yesoid beis hamikdash mi Yaakov avinu lav shalem umi betzel el. So the idea of founding the beis hamikdash we derived and understood well from the actions of Yaakov avinu and betzel el. V'inyan hayira shibegeder moira mikdash, that concept me'amesilas yisharim im hatomer devera. All of that is included in paragraphs Aleph till Gimel, inclusive. Ach achas adayin lelo lavin, one point we still need to establish, hare yir'as roimemus yir'as achayit, shnei inyanim nifradim ze mize. The two concepts are of course related, but nonetheless distinct, and therefore they have different names, yir'as roimemus, yir'as achayit. Yitachen shetiye le'adam hakara gdola berumemuse. It's possible that a person should have great recognition of Hashem's roimemus. And indeed, during tefillah, this individual might sense himself trembling and truly feeling yiras haremus. And yet, during the rest of the day, he could be completely removed from yirah and not sense it at all. Ketzad me'achadim es shetehen. How does one unify the two? Hakoyach ha'me'achid yiras haremus yiras achid hi hadas. The power that unifies these two, Yiras HaRemus, which is more conceptual, and Yiras HaChet, which is more practical, that force is called Da'as. He HaKoyach HaMechaber VaMe'Acheid, that's the force that unifies, that's the force that binds. Uvo'ere b'inan Betzal'el. We see it in one case, in the case of Betzal'el. Hu yadan letzareif oisiyois shenivrahu b'ein shamayim ba'atz, as we saw previously. The one in Bechois, he knew how to combine letters with which heaven and earth were created. The Gemara cites the description of Bezalel as Hashem filled him with these three attributes, Chochma, Tevuna, Das. He was following in the ways of Hashem, Shenema alav Hashem Bechochma Yosad Oretz. Hashem established the earth with the midah of Chochmah. He established the heavens with something called Tevuna. These are psukim in Mishlei. And then used Das. V'navin befashtus adavarim. We understand yesh ois b'shem havaya haremez al Chochmah. One of the letters in the name of Hashem indicates this midah of Chochmah. Uva b'ri'as ha'oretz. And it points to the creation of the earth. V'yesh ois haremezes al bina, another letter in Hashem's name that indicates bina shebanivreu hashamayim, the creation of the spiritual realm. V'ois shelishis remezes al das, there's a third letter that hints to das. V'hi hametzarefes shetei abriyois v'yul achadim. It is it that binds and connects these two creations. Zeu kocha shel hadas sheboikas teimes. The pasuk in Mishlei describes that as penetrating all the way to the deepest abyss. Hainu, meaning sheyoredes miguf heimeromim ad tachtios oitz. The midah of das goes all the way from the highest supreme heights all the way to the lowest depths. Kazeu kocha veseida shel hadas. That's the power. That's really the concept of das. Yir'as Hashem reishis das, the pasuk says, hadas ibas bereisa shel yir'a. They have a covenant, the author says, between them. Das and yir'a, they're associated deeply with one another. Bar das, and therefore, a person who can be described as a bar das, he has this midah of connecting, binding, be'itzuma shel tefilasim yir'a v'yir'ada. In the midst of his tefillah, where he senses yir'as haremus of awe and trepidation, it's not limited to that. It also penetrates, filters down all the way to the practical issue of Yiras Chet, the day that's going to unfold. He's concerned that the Yirah that he senses in the Tefillah should then extend into all the mundane matters of the day. As he leaves the Beis Tefillah, he summarizes whatever he attained. He reflects on what he attained in his tefillah. V'sheikel b'dato, and then he weighs up in his mind. Keitzad ya'avir hayirashis raboi l'seich ha'achila v'shesiyah al-shulchanoi ul'seich diborav ba'asakav ul'seich machshavisav b'lechtoi b'derech. How to transform and translate the yirah that was aroused in him, in the context of tefillah, into the more mundane issues of eating and drinking and whatever he's going to speak about and his business dealings and thoughts as he walks. Perhaps one can think of das as an electrical transformer. You receive electricity at a certain voltage and amperage, but you can't use it at home. It has to be transformed into something usable. Mamashu metzareif hashamayim shalei ma'aretz shalei. This individual is going to bind together his spiritual realm with his physical realm. Bazehu maskil umatzliach lafeich yiras haremimus shalei yiras haret. Through that, he'll succeed in transforming. We even use this word, yeah? Transformer. Transform the yiras haremimus into the practical issue of yiras haret. Zehu, this is the meaning of the pasuk in Tehilim Yutes, yiras Hashem teira imedes lo'ad. That yiras Hashem, when it is pure, endures, it's permanent. Yiras is this yirah, hametzarefes hakaras haremimus. It combines the recognition, the intellectual aspect, the more theoretical and abstract aspect of awe for Hashem, with revulsion from chait, which is really yiras chait. So it combines with this sense of revulsion from chait. Such a sense, such yira is pure and true. It is then permanent, because it is drawn into all of life situations. Inyan ze misba'er b'Torah b'makas barad. So this is clarified in the Torah in the particular plague of barad, of hail. Vayishlach paroi vayikale Moshe ul Aharin. Paroi had Moshe and Aaron summoned. Vayomer lehem chatosi hapam. And he said, certainly I have sinned this time. Hashem atzadik v'ani v'ami hareshaim. And then he pleads with him. Atiru el Hashem. Plead with Hashem, Ramiyas Kores Elohim Uvarad. Let there be a cessation of these frightful noises and the hail. Ve'eshlecha eschem, I will then send you Veloy Sesifun La'amoid. I won't hold you back. Vayomer elav Moshe ketzeisi es ha'ir efreis eskapay Hashem. Moshe said, as I leave the city, I will then daven to Hashem. Hakoreis yechdalun. The sounds will cease. Ve'abarad lo'yehod. Nor will there be any more hail. Leman teida ki Hashem ha'oritz. So that you should know that the earth is Hashem's. Ve'ata ve'avadecha, nonetheless, says Moshe, you and your servants, yodati ki terem tir'un mipnei Hashem Elokim. I know that you do not yet have yir'ah. And Rashi explains, yodati ki adayin einchem yir'im. I know that you are not yet infused with yir'ah. Umi shetehyeh harvacha, tamdu bekelkochem. The moment there's relief, you'll continue in your stubbornness. In Parshas Va'era, at the end of Shevi'i. Says the author, Hari Paroi Rasha Shama Mi Hashem Asher Yishma B'Koloi. Paroi, who began with Mi Hashem Asher Yishma B'Koloi, who is this Hashem that you speak in his name? Kan hu misvade bevidui hamiti. Here he is confessing, acknowledging quite clearly, Vega mitzdik ala vesadin. He justifies the makah that came upon him. Chatosi apam, Hashem atzadik, ani v'ami harishayim. He justifies it. V'gam yadami kvar koach tefilasei shel Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha-shalom. It's not the first time. He knows the power of tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'gam kibel alav lehaba letaken pishoiz, mekabel lehaba. He makes a commitment that he will repair what he's done. V'yivtiach lishloach es Yisrael. And he promises to release Bnei Yisrael. Moshe tells him immediately that he does not possess yirah. Ein kan lo yiras haremimus ve lo yiras ha'oinesh, ki ein kan tzeruf liyiras chet. The problem is that they weren't connected. There's a disconnect between the two. He may sense certain things, but it hasn't filtered down to the level of yiras chet. Of hishtanus hamatzav tisbatel yirah ve ein zirah. The moment the circumstances change, that yirah that Paroi felt temporarily will dissipate, and that's not yirah. So the end of this chapter is rooted in the beginning. It forms a circle. We go back a full circle. Kol inyan hayirah shenisba'ekan. Everything we explain in this chapter, yatzalanu mimayirah mikdash. It all started, all derived from the idea of Moira Mikdash, Shamikdash Mikom Noich Chusizba. The Mikdash is the place where Hashem's presence is most keenly felt. Noich Chusizba, Hihi Ametila Yirasu Mimus Al Adam. Hashem's presence is what imposes that sense of awe on the individual. It's what obligates a person to live with that yirah throughout the day. The form, the practical form that the yirah takes place throughout the day is a straightforward matter of yirashet. Sheloi la'ases davar neged rum kevodizbar. Not to do something against Hashem's kavod, Hashem's will. Baze niftach lanu mavoi linyan shivisi Hashem lenegdi tomid. So hereby, in this chapter, we've opened, it's an introduction. Niftach lanu mavoi, we've like opened a doorway, we've introduced the concept of shivisi Hashem lenegdi tomid. Shuklal gadoil batera of ma'alus tzedekim olchim lefnei Elokim. This is, of course, paraphrase, virtually word for word from the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch. This is how it is described right at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, that this pasuk in Tehillim, Shivis Hashem Negdi Tamid, a place Hashem constantly in front of me, is a fundamental idea in Torah and in the levels of Tzadikim who walk before Hashem. So this chapter is already an introduction to that. Ach soid hatziruv shel shtei rois odas. We must remember what we learned in this last paragraph of the chapter, that the concept that combines the two rois is called Das, and the Pasuk tells us Yir'as Hashem Reishis Das. Adkan.